It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll be getting cultural recommendations from this week's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Tropical Storm Irene was a traumatic event for many Vermonters, and one can only imagine how the storm and its aftermath affected children. A nonprofit organization in central Vermont known as the Arts Bus Project is allowing children to work through the complicated healing process by giving them creative channels to express their emotions. Here to explain is the director of the Arts Bus Project, Cynthia Sandusky. Welcome.
I am delighted.
Now, Cynthia, the Arts Bus actually predates Tropical Storm Irene. So what was the original idea behind this?
Back in 2008, a group of people living in Randolph got together and discussed what they saw as the decline of the importance of arts education for kids in schools. And they came upon this wonderful idea, reminiscent of the bookmobiles, I guess, of the past, of bringing the arts to the kids.
Now, what has been the concept since Irene hit, and you're dealing with children who have been through this traumatic kind of event? How has this changed your goals for the Arts Bus?
Well, that's a very interesting and important question because it really did change our goals. When Irene happened, we thought, well, is there a way that we can get to those communities, get to those families and kids, and offer them a channel in which to express what they're feeling, what they were thinking, and what they had gone through? It took a couple of weeks because we couldn't get into the towns. And the towns that were badly hit were all in our service area. The closest being the first town that we were able to get into after Irene was Bethel. And I'll never forget when I drove into Bethel. I'd never in my life seen devastation like that. Just never in my life.
So what are some examples of activities that you use to help children sort out their feelings?
Well, when we first went to Bethel, it was a very open-ended thing. We got into the town, or our artist, Jenny Harriman, was the artist who first went in, and it was by word of mouth. We just said, the Arts Bus is coming. They know who we are. We're going to offer an opportunity for families to come and just find a way to express their feelings through art. And so what Jenny did initially, it was very simple, Neil. It was just handing out paper, pencils, crayons, markers. And she said, just put down what you feel, how you feel the storm affected you and how it affected your community. And just left it very open-ended like that. And the response was tremendous and very moving. After the art had been created, it was evident that for some parents, this was the first inkling that they had that these were the emotions and feelings that their children were experiencing. And they were very vibrant, deep, expressive emotions. Not scary, necessarily, but very powerful. And there was a great release of tension and stress. And so we repeated that in other communities in the area as the months went by. And then we came back a year later and worked with the kids to see what it was like a year later.
Now, the Arts Bus Project has published a book called Children, Trauma, and the Arts. What's the idea here, and who is it written for?
Well, the idea is that it discusses and explores how much utility there is in tapping into the arts, in helping children and adults, but we're mainly talking about children today, to work through the emotions and feelings that they've had in connection to a traumatic event. Now, a traumatic event can be a disaster, such as Irene, but it can also be abuse. It can be war. It can be all kinds of situations, because the underlying connection in all of this is post-traumatic stress disorder. And so when we were working with the children, it was quite evident that families, children, were experiencing PTSD. And so in the book, we explore that and talk about what PTSD is, what the treatments are, and how integral and how wonderful using the arts can be in helping people heal.
Cynthia, what's the single best piece of advice you would give to parents whose children experience trauma from an event like Irene?
Well, Neil, a lot of times it's difficult for children to find the words to express themselves, especially when it's around emotion. They just don't have that vocabulary yet, and they don't have the skills. So I would suggest that parents first approach their children talking about how they feel and what emotions they have, and then that expression does not have to be just words. They can do art with their children. They could do poetry, music. There's all kinds of ways that they can help children express themselves. And it's kind of like, if I can make an analogy, I don't know if you remember as a child possibly being afraid of the monster in the closet. And traumatic memories can be like that. They can be like a monster in the closet, and we want to keep the door closed. But if you can help your child open that door and face that monster, face those memories, face those emotions in a healthy way, then the monster loses its power. And then the healing can begin.
Cynthia Sandusky is the director of the Arts Bus Project, a nonprofit organization in Central Vermont. They've just published a book called Children, Trauma, and the Arts. You'll find a link to more information at vpr.net. Cynthia Sandusky, thank you so much for joining us today.
Neil, it was just a pleasure. Thank you.